Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Hour number two of the show happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. Miami Dolphins are an absolute dumpster fire right now. Kevin, why did we agree to take Miami in the points? And they are at home.
Is this still Pink Eye Tua? Or has he lost the sauce?
I mean, look, here's the thing, dude. They missed a field goal. They had a guy that, you know, couldn't get his feet out of bounds or feet in bounds. I mean, just a. I hate this team. Anyway, we digress. Welcome back in. Second hour of the program. It is Fan After Dark. Fred Davis.
They can miss another one right here.
That's me. Well, this is a punt, so it's not field goals. Man, I'll tell you what. You haven't had TV in 5 days. You forgot what football looked like.
My man thought
a field goal was a punt. For God's sakes,
I'm excited right now.
Can somebody get Kevin Walker some damn internet, for God's sakes?
Hey, this is his first time seeing TV in a while.
They were lining up to punt, and he goes, "Oh, they might miss a field goal." I'm like, "See, this is what happens when you don't watch TV for 5 days." My man forgot what football looked like. Dear God,
it's like for three pointer.
Is that Luke out there shooting from three? Is that the Heat? Is that Terry Rozier? That's the last time.
Messi? I'm sorry, I saw the ball rolling
around. I'll tell you what, maybe we should do a top five things that were still going on in the world when Kevin had internet.
Maybe Kevin has not had internet for longer than we thought.
Well, no, because he had internet at his.
I'm trying to save him, Fred.
Okay, so the last time I had internet, let's look back. So last Thursday, I did the show.
Last Thursday, I did the show.
Mm-hmm. Friday, I had internet. Because yeah. I was at my house. Saturday, we got the apartment.
On the Mythical High School football show, too, by the way. I just want to put that out there for everybody. Kevin,
that's
Texas at like 9:59 p.m. Guys, I can't make it.
9:59.
I can't make it. I'm moving.
9:59.
Good luck. Good luck, Fred and Steve. Good luck reading off 7,000 football scores tonight while I'm not there.
It was not
there.
That many. Too many schools are playing on Thursday.
You know what? Friday was a wonky night. It really, really was.
And the weather was wild.
Well, the weather was crazy. You had a lot of teams that were playing all over the place. I'll tell you where, and Friday night, it really didn't affect us too much. I'll tell you what it affected. We didn't have as many play-by-play and writers chime in Friday night as we normally do, because normally on the Mythical High School football show, we have anywhere from 8 to 12 people will call in and give us an update on what happened that night. But because so many, I mean, look, let's be real. If you covered a game on a Thursday night, you're not calling in to Fred, Kevin, and Steve at 11 on Friday night to tell about the game that the high school game you did the night before.
Did I not notice this? Everyone's texting in, Fred, Kyler went to Allen, not Louisville.
Oh, no, I'm well aware.
Oh, did you say something about Louisville and Kyler?
No, that's where he's from originally.
Oh.
Okay. That's where he's from originally. Okay. Yeah, I know where Kyler Murray went, and I know the city he turned his back on. And that's Louisville. Okay. You guys know I represent the Ville 24/7, 365. All right. I've only lived in Louisville for what, year and a half, give or take. But Louisville, right here. I'm a fighting farmer. Okay. I'd love for them to change their name to the Fighting Freds. I don't know if that's something we could petition. Because who's a farm? I mean, who's still farming in 2025?
Let's not in Louisville.
Somebody's farming. I mean, if they weren't, then I think our country would fall apart if nobody was farming.
Well, I think we're going to bail them out anyway. But although, didn't China agree to buy a bunch of soybeans today? 877-881-1053. I thought I saw on the internet, so it's got to be true, that China agreed to buy soybeans from the United States of America.
Can I give you
when are the soybean farmers out there?
Can I give you a sad update?
Uh-oh. Does it have to do with China?
No.
Okay.
12 million metric units of soybeans.
Mm.
That's how much we bought?
No.
By January of 26.
We're selling them to China.
Okay. The Oklahoma City Thunder last year.
Oh, you're talking about the dude with testicular cancer?
Wow. Wait up. Yeah. I mean, this guy can't hold it in for 2 seconds so I can read the story.
Pretend I didn't say that. Play the little Men in Black little wand thing. What? What happened? Something sad.
The Oklahoma City Thunder last year drafted a player named Nikolai Topic.
Yeah.
Who actually didn't play because he tore his ACL.
Mm.
And then this year, it would have been the first year he played, but he hasn't appeared in the game. Fans were wondering why. So Sam Presti talked to the media today and shared that Nikolai Topic underwent a procedure during training camp that confirmed a case of testicular cancer.
Damn.
Sam Presti has also confirmed that Topic is currently undergoing chemotherapy treatment as recommended by his doctors and medical team. The news was withheld until now at Topic's request, not wishing to disclose it publicly until he began chemo. This kid's only 20 years old, so it's just...
Young buck. He'll be fine. He'll be all right. I mean, did they say what the level was? I mean, did they catch it early?
So, I didn't see anything with that, but it says this is a kid dealing with a very serious, very real health issue. It's good to hear the doctors are, in quote, extremely optimistic about Topic's outlook, according to Sam Presti.
Nah, he'll be all right. He'll probably lose one of his testicles, but yeah, hopefully he'll be okay.
But
I think you only need one to procreate.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. But
877-881. I mean, that's good news. That's good information to have, though.
Let's look at you were talking about the NBA at large. The shout out to NBA University is a great Twitter account to kind of keep up with all these stats. Let us know the offensive rating, defensive rating, and net rating in a nice clean graphic. Who do you think has the worst offensive rating in the National Basketball Association?
I'm sorry, what? Sorry, I said Kevin was
worst offensive rating in the National Basketball Association.
Oh, it's got to be the Mavericks, right?
Incorrect. The Mavericks are second to last now. They're
Cowboys.
They're at a 103.5, the worst offensive team. I'll let Kevin get a guess in here as well. Worst offensive rating, they're at a 102.7 per 100 possessions.
Can I just rely on a bad basketball team here?
Yeah,
that'd be a good call.
I'm going to go with the Washington Wizards.
The Wizards are 23rd at a 111, so that's not them. There's...
No, because remember, they did school the Mavericks, too. Yeah. You forgot?
Hornets.
Again, you haven't had the internet, so remember, he's been kind of unplugged from life for a
Hornets
while.
Hornets are not in the bottom 10 as far as offense. The worst offensive team is the New Orleans Pelicans at a 102.7. The Pacers are third worst at a 104.4. Then you've got the Magic, the Kings, the Suns, the Knicks, the Wizards, the Hawks, and the Thunder. So this is good information to keep in the back of your head when we're 2 months from now, we see teams either go up or down on this list. What do you guys think is the worst defensive team in the NBA? A 129.1.
Mavericks.
Nope. Kevin?
Worst defensive team. I don't even have a guess. That's going to be accurate.
The Brooklyn Nets are the worst defensive team. And it's funny. They're at a 129.1. The next worst team at a 29th in the NBA at a 121 is the Raptors. So there's an 8-point gap. From last place to second to last place.
I'm going to send some audio over to Khaki Kevin. I think I did, and I'll remind him during the break. And even though we know Michael Porter's on a generational run as far as just saying whatever comes to his mind, and that's what we love about him.
Am I exposing the point guards?
Yeah, tell you what. But yes, for two reasons. One, yeah, because I think I sent that to you as well. Two things, though. Say what you want about Michael Porter Jr. I mean, we can... wax whatever about his off the court stuff that he says and how crazy it is, but yeah, I mean, look, the guy's still an NBA basketball player. He's been a high level NBA player for what, 6-7 years now, but I'm glad he said what he said about the point guard position, And as much as it reflects just how crappy the Brooklyn Nets are, but I also think it underscores kind of like, what are you doing with the Mavericks? Because I think it still stands to reason for the rest of the NBA. Like, look, I get it that this whole NBA is positionless and what have you. But yeah, it's positionless when you have guys like Nikola Jokic as your facilitator. Okay, you don't have that luxury when you're the Dallas Mavericks and you have just a bevy of wings and big men.
Do they think Anthony Davis has all of a sudden become this playmaker? That Jokic is literally one of a kind.
We've never seen anything like it.
Like, even Sabonis does it to a smaller extent.
And Sabonis did.
Did we see the Kings in Western Conference Finals year after year? No, we saw them missing the playoffs and changing their team every year.
Oh, you're talking about I'm talking about Arvidas. I'm talking about his dad.
Well, yes, that too. But I was thinking of DeMontis. Like, that's who they wanted to. Literally, that's what they said. Jay Chirinos wants them to run Sabonis-like offense, and they're trying. Anthony Davis, who, spoiler alert, bilateral Achilles tendinopathy before the game against the Pacers, ends up grabbing his lower leg, doesn't return to the game.
Dude, we talked about that Tuesday night.
Yep. And Jason Kidd told reporters after the game that he wanted to come back in, but they didn't want him to, and we'll take it day by day. Today was no media availability. It was a travel day to Mexico City. My boy Grant's out there in Mexico City, so we'll have practice tomorrow, and we'll have an injury update tomorrow. Now, how much they say, that's up to Jason Kidd, whether he just says, Anthony Davis isn't here, Anthony Davis is going to be out for 5 months. We'll have to wait and see what he allows. I have a feeling he won't give any long-term answer tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be, we're taking it day by day. Anthony Davis did some limited stuff. Like, I doubt he's going to say the world's falling apart tomorrow in Mexico City and go, he's out for the year.
Yeah. I think now, because they did finally make a field goal. All right, so 14-6. They're still down 8. So right now you're covering at 7.5. I need another field goal from my Dolphins. So in baseball, you get the 10-day IL, right? Where, at the very least, we're going to shut you down for 10 days, and then we'll reevaluate when you come back. Obviously, the NBA doesn't have anything like that. So my guess is they're going to shut him down for a week, and then they'll reevaluate him then. Because, to your point, Blake, they're not going to give you some, matter-of-fact declaration, definition, like, boom, this is what the deal is. He's done. No. You're not
getting that tomorrow, this weekend. It'll be.
Now, that said, and you and I talked about this a little bit last night during the show and after. I mean, I don't want to see Anthony Davis hurt, but again, this is part of who he is. And I thought Tim Kalishaw had a great article today in the Dallas Morning News. He's in his 13th season in the NBA. Anthony Davis is. All right. If you told me that you got to shut him down for the next 3 months and let this team, D'Lo and Cooper Flagg and everybody do their thing, I don't know that I'd have any issue with that. I think I'd be okay with shutting Anthony Davis down for the next 3 months. In fact, I almost think, if in a perfect world, you ready for this?
You trade him?
Well, I mean, the perfect world, obviously. Nico won't. I mean, you can't.
Nico won't. He traded Luka in his prime.
If Nico, I'll tell you right now, I would almost have a whole new respect for Nico if he said, you thought I wouldn't do it? Watch me trade Anthony Davis. I almost think it would be better at this stage of the game to go ahead, shut AD down, because an Achilles I don't know that there's anything you can do to make that better outside of just resting it, right? So what if we said, all right, look, shut him down for November, December, and we'll reevaluate him in January. Yeah. And then you bring, don't you think with this team as is, you could be 500?
I don't know. I'd have to see how they play at a longer stretches, because they barely beat the Pacers last night with their E-squad.
Well, no, they did, but let's call it what it is, though. You're also playing in a situation where it's like, you and I talked about this before the game started, when the game started. It was like, these guys don't know. I mean, this is the most haphazard style of offense we've ever seen. If you take, how different did that team look when you took AD out of things? Mm-hmm. Okay, with that lineup of Lively, PJ, and Cooper Flagg. That's the other issue. And then Max Christie and D'Lo at the point guard. And then, by the way, Brandon Williams. I want what he's smoking, by the way. Come to find out, he's going to a funeral.
Yeah, I know. It was a family friend, high school guy.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Did they say where?
No. At least it wasn't disclosed to the public.
Yeah.
But he was going to see a friend and brought that Oski with him and then dropped 20 ball.
We got to believe, and the only reason I ask is where was it, is that I'm guessing it was a state that doesn't sell weed. Had to been. Come on. There's no way he was flying into a state that had weed and he brought an ounce with him.
Now, you brought this up earlier. The NBA drops their rookie ladder every week.
Yeah.
And the guy at the top is not the number one pick.
No.
It is Vijay Edgecombe at the one spot. Cedric Coward, which I would say 96% of people listening to my voice have no idea who that is.
I just knew him because of his last name.
Plays on the Grizzlies. He went to Washington State. Dylan Harper is number three. Cooper Flagg at four. And Trey Johnson at five. Con Knuppel just missed out at number six. Do you agree with these rankings so far, Frederick? If you're not aware, Trey Johnson's averaging 14.8 points per game, 3.5 rebounds. Cooper Flagg's averaging 13 points per game, 5.5 rebounds and 2 assists. Dylan Harper's averaging 14.8 points per game, 5.3 rebounds and 4.8 assists. Coward's at 16.5 points per game, 3.5.
Who's he with?
He's with the Grizzlies.
That's right. Okay.
And then Vijay Edgecombe is averaging 22.5, 5.8, pretty much 6 rebounds and 6 assists.
I mean, I don't have any issue with that. I mean,
Cooper Flagg still is the betting favorite to win Rookie of the Year at -105. Vijay Edgecombe is at +135 right next to him. And then Dylan Harper, Knuppel at 1,600, +2,500, stuff like that.
I mean, my only pushback, because, I mean, there's been plenty of Twitter hate on Cooper Flagg. And see, this is what we told you. You knew this. And, of course, he's catching all kinds of flack for doing the too small to Matt McClung
yesterday. That was bad. That was bad.
It was.
You would agree, too. That was bad.
I was like,
come
on,
they put the Arch Manning, Sam Houston State picture right next to us. Like, that's pretty much what it is. Like, you're this prize. Everyone's ready for you to be the next guy. You can't be.
You can't be too small and Mac McClung.
Who literally just got to the NBA.
Who just got there yesterday.
You go dunk on Jaylen Brown, do it. All for it.
Literally anybody else on. I mean, really, the only guy that you could do that to on the Pacers might be Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, doing the too small to Mac McClung, a little bit too much for me. But again, that said, every other player on that list that you just mentioned is playing their natural position.
Yeah.
For the most part.
To me, the Con Knuppel has been insane. He's 70% true shooting, made threes through four games for a rookie. Like, this guy is lighting it up. And that's exactly what the Hornets needed. They needed a stabilizing factor on that team. They got a bunch of guys who just want to run around and get buckets. LaMelo's playing good basketball. Where are they at in the standings?
Who, Charlotte?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Good question. All right, let's do this. 877-881-1053.
They're in the playoffs.
See, I mean, the East is wide open. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Let's do a little Tolos on the Telephone open mic. All right, Tolos on the Telephone open mic. We haven't done it since Tuesday. I had a couple of Tolos reach out to me, fatties reach out to me on IG yesterday, by the way, at the Freddie D, at Blake Live _. Make sure you give him a follow so that way when he finally does drop the Blake vlog, you guys can get the early sneak peek of it, if you will. And then at Khaki Kevin, all one word, or Khaki _Kev?
Khaki _Kev.
And that's K-E-V or not K-H-E-V, is it?
As far as my first name, K-E-V-I-N.
Just making sure I didn't know if you were doing... It's Khaki Kev or Khaki Kevin?
Khaki Kev, I do believe. I haven't looked at it in a while.
Okay, so Kevin's not even sure what his actual Twitter name is. But you know what? I'll tell you what, we'll find it. Look, my man has had the internet and his brain's rotting as we speak. All right, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel. It's the text line and it's the hotline. Open mic, don't cuss. Have a hot take.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Don't go anywhere. Is there anything more worthless than Bing? I fact checked it. I'm going to have to do a little more verification on this. So OnlyFans reported $7.2 billion in gross revenue for its 2024 fiscal year, with a workforce of about 42 employees. Now, I don't, but see, that's not, to me, that doesn't make sense, because I feel like with the revenue, they're not including the content creators.
They're not. When they say employees, obviously they're saying people.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's where they're skewing the numbers. Like, okay, like if you're an employee of OnlyFans, you're not getting money because, you know, insert whatever chick's got her OnlyFans account. Like, I'm sure obviously they get a portion of that, right? Yeah. But the majority of that money is going towards the gal that is making that money. So that's why I think the numbers are skewed to me.
Well, but I don't think it's talking about like what are the most profitable businesses to work in. I think it's just saying what businesses themselves are making money.
Yeah, but we knew it was making money, but when you say that, you know, it's making 37, each employee's making $37 million, it's generated $37 million per employee. So I guess from a technical standpoint, okay, yes, they did, right? But what all does that include? Yeah. Right.
Either way, we're cooked as a country. The fact that it's even making that much money. Like I think when this first came, I thought it was gonna be a couple people that are popular, the people that are already in that industry. Just got regular people now jumping on.
Well, I mean, I think it shows A, we're cooked, but I think on the flip side of that too, it also shows, like, you know, now we see why the rates as far as men, women getting together.
They get into that about like it's been down 20% from when we used to interact with people.
Yeah.
I think they said like in the 1990s, like it was 53% of couples had sexual relations on a weekly basis. Yeah. And now it's like down to like 25% because everyone can just do it online now and feel whatever fantasy they want. It's pretty sad.
But see, and see, that's the issue. Come on, what are we doing?
I'm with you on that. I've never subscribed to any of those. But it's obviously a $1 billion business. This isn't like some niche thing now. It's feels because it felt like it was still niche. Like now it is so mainstream. If you walk into a girl and she says she has that, you're not like, oh my God, I can't believe that. You're like, oh, it's another job in America.
Yeah, I'm doing about face. That's what I'm doing. All right, 877-881-1053.
If you have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, let us know. 877-881-1053. All right, open mic night here on Tolo's on the Telephone. Just A, don't belabor the point, and B, please don't curse. Let's start it off with Grady in Plano. What's up, Grady in Plano?
What's up, Freddie, D, and Blake? How y'all doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Awesome, man. Well, I listen to you guys. I listen all day. I deliver furniture during the day, and I deliver DoorDash during the night.
Love that.
So I hear all the shows. But, Fred, just let me let you know, man, you are awesome, dude. It was a consummate professional. I love your take. So I listen to you say to have a take and don't suck, okay?
Well, thanks. Well, I mean, that's not an original claim. I stole that from Jim Rome, so I don't want to. I don't want to pretend like I said I coined that, but that was my radio idol.
All right. Well, I've got a take, man. I got a take on Jason Kidd.
Okay.
And I just want to say, what in the heck is he even doing without having a point guard? He is a Hall of Fame point guard and won a championship being a point guard. How in the world are the Mavs supposed to run an efficient game without a point guard? That's my take on Jason Kidd. I don't understand it. What do you say?
We've been trying to figure that out for a while, Grady. D'Angelo Russell seems to be giving you good minutes. Everybody's plus minus is up when he's on the court. But Jason Kidd feels like Cooper Flagg needs to grow into that point guard, point forward guy. So we'll have to wait and see until he gets off that thought process.
No, and Grady, I mean, to your point, for a guy that was a point guard in the NBA at a high level, the idea that you're going to, you know, experiment with it makes no sense to me either. Ruben in Dallas. What's up, Ruben in Dallas?
What's good, y'all? I was talking about George Pickens a few weeks ago, and you were telling me if he doesn't do anything, not to keep bringing him up. But I told you he was going to act a fool and he was going to show out, which he got me 38, 40 points, or 38 and 40. For fantasy.
Yeah, okay.
So we need to keep George Pickens. I know they're saying he's a 1-year contract, but Jerry needs to go do whatever he needs to do to keep that man so CD can cook. And after that, go after draft picks if you have to. Do what you got to do to get some college, some young blood in there, some big beef in the middle. Go get some Texas boys or something.
Oh, man, you get disconnected? All right, Ruben, give us a call back because he was in the middle of a roll right there and then lost it. All right, let's go out to Matt. Let's go out to Matt, and he was getting good to him. Matt and Roulette, what's up, Matt?
Not much, doing good. How about you, boys?
Did you say Roulette?
I did say Roulette. Dude, I did say Roulette.
You did, but it's all good.
Roulette. I've lived in the DFW in the Texas area long enough to know that when you pronounce it wrong, they will correct you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so. I was going to. He beat me, but it's good.
Roulette.
Yes, sir.
What you got for us, Matt?
Well, I'm going to make quick long-time Tolo and Fatty. I'm going to make it quick. I'm hanging up and listening, but quick question. I hope that the Cowboys do go get a trade, but can y'all think of any reasoning as to why they haven't gone out and signed safety Justin Simmons or a Stephen Gilmore to help in that back in the safeties and corner area? Because they're getting torched, and I'm going to hang up. Love y'all guys. Out.
Much love, Matt. Mm. I think my only answer would be is that they believe in the guys in-house. They've made that very clear. They are a draft and develop team.
Right, wrong, or indifferent.
And they'll promote a guy like Elijah Clark. They'll wait for a guy like Overshown. They'll believe in a guy like Sanborn. We've been outcrying to go get help from outside, but the Dallas Cowboys very much believe in what they have in the building, for better or worse.
Justin Simmons, I'm gonna agree with you on that. I don't understand why they haven't, and really nobody has. Now, the Stephon Gilmore stuff, I kind of had it in my mind that, okay, he didn't look great with Minnesota last year. He did play 15 games, so you thought, all right, well, at the very least, something must be okay. I do remember Broda saying that, you know, they had the Cowboys brought him in earlier this year, right? Now, whether he was just, you know, in for a workout or in for a visit, I don't know, but there's obviously something about him that this regime doesn't like or saw enough of him 2 years ago to not bring him back. The Justin Simmons things, again, I don't understand. All right, real quick, Ruben in Dallas, go ahead and finish your point, my man.
Hey, like I said, get some big Texas boys in there in the middle, man. Let's start this whole defense all over. Let's get them going. Get some young blood in there. We got too many old guys and with low IQs that don't know what they're doing. Figure out something out with Eberflus. Make it happen. Let's go, man. Let's start winning some damn games.
I love to hear it.
Have a good night.
Ruben, great stuff from you as always, my friend. You're welcome to call anytime you want. Let's go out to Patty. Patty in Arlington. How are you, Patty?
What's going on, man? So I was one of the ones that, like, 4 weeks ago, I was going to my dad's funeral.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about, like, female friends.
Yeah.
If you can have female friends.
Yeah.
Mm. I stayed, like, one of them picked me up. I stayed with her. Okay. And then another one, we, like, crossed off each other. And then I stayed with the other one the other night.
Whoa, 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 Patty, stop it right there, Patty. You and the other one did what? You crossed off on each other? What did you just say?
No, we met up.
And, okay, you met up. And then, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, hold on. Back up. Okay, Patty, a lot going on here. So, wait a minute. You're going to your dad's funeral. RIP to your pops. All right, number one. You had a lady friend take you to your dad's funeral?
Yeah, so so one of them picked me up.
One of them?
Patty. One of them picked me up from the airport, right?
Oh,
and then I stayed with her on Friday night.
So this wasn't here in Texas. This wasn't here in Texas.
No. Oh, okay. It was, yeah. No. I mean, I'm from Texas, but
you're being awfully vague, Patty.
Oh no! I'm not.
We're messing with you, Patty. We love the story. Okay,
I know.
So you flew in.
You guys are awesome.
Girlfriend one picks you up.
I went to Columbus.
Columbus. Okay. Right? Okay. So you, girlfriend one picks you up.
No. No, my wife knows both of them. when we go to Michigan, we stop by and see both their families.
Okay,
so,
fair enough.
But one of them picked me up from the airport, and then one of them, you know, I stayed with them Friday night. We hung out, and then Saturday, she dropped me off with the other friend, and then we actually went to the
strip club.
Memorial thing,
okay.
Because that's where I met. The second one was because she stayed with her grandparents, and her grandfather was the pastor of the church that my dad and stepmom went to.
Well, I tell you what, that's a mouthful right there, Patty. Not gonna lie.
No, I know. Yeah. I know.
You don't have an upside down pineapple in front of your house, do you?
No, okay. I don't.
You sounded sad about that.
You sound disappointed. You sound disappointed that. I digress.
I'm also, because my wife is weird and I'm sitting in an In-N-Out drive thru right now.
Yeah.
To pick up food for the family.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough. All right. Do you have a Cowboys take for us? Because, I mean, that everything you've said so far has been fantastic.
And what are you going to get from In-N-Out?
Yeah, what are you getting? In-N-Out, overrated, right? Whataburger's better?
It is. No, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. And she's also from literally the same town that I'm from. But for some reason, she likes In-N-Out with the extra spread.
That's all
right. But Cowboys take is we definitely – I actually sent you guys a text. So – you guys said, Blake actually said a few days ago that we need 6 or 7 people. And then my 6-year-old in the back seat literally just went 6-7.
Sorry for that.
No, I don't even know what that even means.
Nobody does.
We don't either.
That's the beauty of it, Patty. That is the beauty of it.
But the Cowboys need some help. I was the first one in my family born and raised in Texas. I quit being a Cowboys fan when I was 9 years old back in 1987, whenever Jerry Jones bought the team.
Yeah.
I like Craig James out of SMU.
Yeah.
Right. So you can put two and two together.
Mm.
Who do you think I'm a fan of?
SMU or you lock somebody in a shed?
No. I'm kidding. I'm talking about what team did Craig James play for?
Craig James. I just remember playing for SMU.
Oh, no. I was a Pacers fan before it was even cool.
Patty, I'll be honest with you, bro. I'm out.
I'm
old, but I'm not. I mean, maybe I didn't follow Craig James' NFL career like I should have. I mean, maybe I learned something new today. Maybe I learned something new today. All right, Patty, we got to go. We got a couple other people, and we're up against it. Patty, enjoy. Oh, no, he's gone. Patty, great stuff from you as always. Okay.
You sounded so disappointed when we said, do you have an upside down pineapple? No, I don't.
I wish I did. I tell you what, Patty, that might be the call of the night so far. We got 3 people on the dial.
We see all 3 of you guys.
Hold on. Alex, Nick, and John. And I'm not making those names up, even though they sound like I did. Patty in Arlington right now is the leader in the clubhouse with the call of the night so far. Let's go to Alex in Arlington. What's up, Alex in Arlington?
Hey, how doing? Love the show.
Thank you, sir. Love you.
Good. Hey, I want to reiterate on the Mavs. I think the very first game of the season that Charles Barkley said that Jason Kidd is trying to reinvent the wheel with these Cooper Flagg trying to take the ball up. I think I've seen P.J. Washington take the ball up more. I don't think I've seen Anthony Davis touch the paint besides getting rebounds or tip-ins.
Right.
Something is not right there. D'Angelo Russell needs to play. I know Brandon Williams is getting arrested and things, but
still dropping 20.
Yeah. Still dropping 20 after getting arrested. That's pretty impressive. I don't know how he gets arrested after having five straight home games, but at an airport. Am I right on that?
He was flying to go. Yeah, no. Well, you had five straight to open the season. First time that's happened since 1983 in the NBA. But the other thing was he's going to a funeral. It was a personal matter. He was going to a funeral. And Blake and I both surmised that wherever he was flying to is not a legal weed state. At least that's what we're hoping.
Understood. My last point, I just want to don't want to take up too much time. When Kyrie comes back, is Cooper Flagg going to be lost?
No. No, he'll be just fine. Alex, great call by you, my friend. You're welcome to call back anytime. No, he'll I think you're going to see a much freer, more relaxed version of Cooper Flagg, you know, because, oh, by the way, and anybody that's ever played basketball knows this, all right? Like, I don't care. Add it to anything in life, all right? You know how awkward I'd be right now if you put me in the pimp cup right now and I had to do a show and push all those buttons back there? I wouldn't know what the hell I'm doing, all right? And it would sound odd, but you put me behind the mic where all I got to do is talk and do what I do, it's a lot easier. And I think with Cooper Flagg, he's not a point guard. Like, why are we addressing this? Like, and I'm not saying, Alex, you, but it's like, Jason Kidd, why are you, I mean, on one hand,
your team
it's like,
had enough things to figure out.
You've got enough to worry about. Oh, by the way, that's why you brought in D'Angelo Russell. All right, real quick, John and Denton, what's up?
Hey, what's up with it, Bubba?
Chilling.
I just want to say I'm a fan of the Fatties. You know, I like listening to you.
Thank you.
To Fred Davis.
Thanks, bro.
I recently put my wife onto the fan. She's listening more to the shows.
Okay.
Yeah,
female fatties. Tell her friends to listen.
For sure,
absolutely, we'll do a female segment.
I just want to say about the Mavericks, dude.
Yeah.
Like, ever since Luka left, I'm sorry. Like, it's not even the same anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to keep picking at an old wound, but it's really not the same. Like, my interest in the Mavericks is at an all time low.
Yep.
The Cowboys, I don't know. They need not a lot of help.
Yeah,
I don't know
if
they could get it done this year, but they should definitely. They should definitely just look out for the trades. And if we got to get rid of Pickens and we can't pay him, then let's get it done. Try to appreciate Dak, what he's doing this year.
There you go. John and Denton, great stuff from you as always, my friend. Appreciate you turning your wife onto the fan as well. Female fatties, we're big fans of. Last but certainly not least, take us home, Nick in Maypearl.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Big fan of the show.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all in the morning and on the way home from work.
Come on.
I was even live whenever the Monica Lewinsky joke aired.
Oh!
Like, oh, yeah.
Do you know who Monica Lewinsky is?
Yeah, I got a little bit more, insight than whoever said it. I forget who said it, but I was like, whoa, that's kind of...
Now, when you say you've got more insight, what do you mean by that?
Insight as in more as like an understanding of that whole, you know, situation.
Well, how old are you?
It, the way that he worded it. I'm 22.
You're 22?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, so you're a youngster, so you're Khaki Kevin, Dylon, and Degenerate Jake's age, and Jet Nelson as well. How did you glean this insight about Monica Lewinsky and her travails with one Mr. Bill Clinton?
Well, you know, that's something that I have known from, I think we had actually went over history at one point in high school. I had a really
good for you. You know what?
And he was like, you know what? I'll just tell y'all how it is.
Where did you go to high school?
And I was like, whoa. Where'd
you go to high school?
I went to high school in Maypearl. It's a little 3A school, you know, a little small country town.
Is your football team any good?
No. I mean, I'd like to say so, but no, we have not been real good here lately. I have a Cowboys take for y'all if I have a little bit more time.
Let's hear it. You got 30 seconds. Take us home.
Okay. All right. So, being that we have a good amount of draft picks, right? I think it is too late to make a trade, being that the deadline is coming up here in, what, 2 days?
Next week.
Okay, yeah, next week. I don't think we have a chance to strike a deal with this market right now. I don't think anyone's going to want to deal off draft picks for any relatively good players. So here's my take. I think we need to save our draft picks. We need to save as much cap space as we can because George Pickens right now is a Cowboy favorite. You know, he went on like 3 or 4 straight weeks with a touchdown and all these kind of yards. I think we need to save our money, try to pay Pickens, draft well in the draft for defensive players, and try to get us a good defense going. Because right now we're injured, right? We got Malik Hooker's going to be coming back. Wilson will be coming back. Overshown here, we may see him for the Raiders game. So I think this defense is progressively going to get better. I know Eberflus hasn't had a great start to the season, but I also think that, you know, I'm going to be optimistic about it. I think we have a chance to make a playoff run. I'm always hopeful every year, you know.
Nick, I'll tell you what, my friend, shout out to you for knowing who Monica Lewinsky is. Shout out to you and Maypearl High School for teaching that. And even though your football program doesn't sound like it's very good, you never know. All right, that's a great segment. Toes in the telephone, in the books, ladies and gentlemen. What a job all of you guys did. Anybody that called, anybody wasn't able to make it, that's okay. I'm sure Blake will do it tomorrow again. Toes in the telephone is something we're doing each and every show. Now, we don't typically do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. Why? Because it's only a 3-hour show. But Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, you will get your toes on the telephone. All right, coming up next. What the hell am I doing next? Let's see here. Fair foul.
Dallas Stars are in OT as well.
Fair foul coming up next. We got Dallas Stars and the suddenly Canadian Tampa Bay Lightning. Don't go anywhere.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fred, you've got a Tolo that's got a question for you.
For me?
They texted in, why do you have to have a female segment? Can't females like sports? I replied, we love females in sports. -B. She said, I don't think you understood my comment. Fred said that you would have a female segment because females were listening.
Yeah.
I'm a female, and I listen because I like sports. Why do you have to come up with a female segment because females are listening? Question mark. Can't we just like and listen for sports takes? Question mark.
That might be the most female question I've ever heard. I'm literally dedicating a segment to women, and their question is why.
I don't think you understood my comment. Fred said that you would have a female segment because females were listening. I'm a female.
Great. And I'm going to make a segment just for you. How about that?
So aggressive.
How about that?
Why do you have to come up with a female segment, Fred? Because females are listening, question mark? Can't we just like and listen for the sports takes?
Well, then I guess you can tune out during that segment then and tune into the rest of the show. How about that? All right, let's go.
We love all the female fatties.
I mean, hello. Anyway, and oh, by the way, that was actually a female Tolo that suggested that to me about doing a female focus segment. So thanks.
We'll call it FF, female focus. You know they do fantasy focus? Female focus.
Yeah, we'll call it something, all right. Okay, fair foul. Fair foul, dedicating a segment to a group of people and then they complain about the segment.
Stop doing that.
Here we go. NASA is up to it again. Astronomers
have said hashtag Fred is canceled.
Astronomers have discovered TOI-1452b. A planet roughly 70% larger than Earth and completely covered by water. Located 100 light years away, so just a hop, skip, and a jump, in the Draco constellation.
It's Draco.
Draco, Draco.
Who says Draco?
I just did.
Spell it.
D-R-A-C-O.
Yeah, why did you say Draco?
How do you know it's Draco?
Because that's how Draco is spelled. No one in their right mind has ever said Draco.
I just did.
And you're not in your right mind. Kevin, this guy said Draco.
Yeah, I did. I did. I sure did.
I hate to do this, but it is definitely Draco.
You know what? As two people who got diplomas from the Texas education system, I'm going to go ahead and stick with what my word is.
You lost your diploma saying Draco.
No, I didn't. I'm saying, you know what? We need to find it. I'm going to get to the bottom of this before the show's over. It could be one of the few known ocean worlds in the galaxy. Scientists believe its surface is entirely liquid with no visible land masses and that its depth could stretch hundreds of miles below the surface. The planet's density and atmospheric reading suggest massive bodies of water unlike anything found on Earth. This discovery fuels excitement about the possibility of extraterrestrial life and expands our understanding of how diverse planets can be. Fair foul! A planet roughly 70% larger than Earth and completely covered by water?
That sounds like a swimming time.
Would you go?
Yeah, it's called SeaWorld. No. I love SeaWorld.
Yeah, but you get to come back. I'm talking about you go to this planet and
there's nowhere
it's
to stand.
Just water.
Well, I don't think I would be able to live. I'm not an amphibian. I don't have gills. That sounds pretty implausible.
I'm just saying if they set stuff up there at some point to where we could go visit it, would you visit the...
Visit, yes.
Would you go visit...
Visit, yes. I thought you meant like move and live there.
Maybe.
Well, I don't think it'd be possible.
No, I mean, if they could, I'm sure there's things they could, you know.
Were they going to attach gills to us when we get off?
I'm not saying you live in the water, Blake. I'm saying they're going to put something down so that you can live on the water.
So pretty much living on an island.
There you go.
I think everybody would love to live on an island.
Would they, though? I don't know that, Blake. That's
or maybe
why I'm
not live,
you.
But visit. Is there theme parks? Is there food?
Well, right now, there's nothing. Right now, it's just a big body of water.
Well,
that's all it is.
I'll wait till there's a resort with a cute girl bringing me a margarita. Then
why there gotta be a cute girl?
I don't want a cute guy bringing me a margarita.
You guys deliver margaritas too. Why is that a problem?
Someone said, FFF, Fred's female focus. New segment. Why don't you just call
We could probably get that sponsored.
Why don't you just call the show Sports for Dummies? Your thoughts? We can do that.
No, because I don't want to infer that only dummies can listen to the show.
Does Blake know about boats? Well, I don't want to live on a boat. We tried that. Wasn't very good.
What do you mean? Who tried it?
African Americans? Wasn't pretty good when we got it the last time we got on a boat.
I mean, in fairness, African Americans have been on boats since.
Duh. But I don't want to live on it for the rest of my life.
That's fair.
I'd rather not. I'm not a huge being on a boat for a long time fan.
Not a cruise guy?
I've been on cruises. Don't get it wrong, but the more you think about it, do I really want my hand in control of somebody who don't even know me for long periods of time? I'm good.
Well, no, you
I'll would, drive the boat. Yeah, I'm good, Captain. I don't know your intentions. I'll drive the boat, sir.
Would you ever live in a houseboat?
No, I just told you why. No, and I don't trust anybody.
Well, no, but I'm saying it's docked. Like if a houseboat was docked, that's what I'm saying.
Probably it'd be cool to stay at for a week. No, yeah. I like a regular house. Granted, on land. Okay. On land.
No, that's fair.
All those places that sound cool are cool for visiting.
Yeah,
visiting.
Apparently, there's a little area. And I found this on, I think it was Facebook, I don't know, some social media outlet, where apparently there's an area around DFW where it's kind of resort-ish, but it's all a bunch of houseboats that you can stay on.
By the way, I just skimmed through a 5-minute presser from NASA. It is, in fact, called Draco.
It is Draco?
It is.
I want to hear it. I want to hear him say it.
I just got rid of it. All right.
I want to hear him say it.
One okay? second.
I want to hear him say it.
Someone said so half of Blake is mad. Correct. My heart's still there. Fred enjoyed that one.
That's the jokes we're here for. That's the jokes we're here for.
Fred's female focus sponsored by OnlyFans.
Now we're talking.
Now you're just giving him more money.
Now we're talking. We need more women empowerment.
We do.
That's exactly right. No, because you know what? I don't want my daughter on OnlyFans.
Correct.
All right.
We're
going to
start a new thing. What's the opposite of OnlyFans?
By the way, I don't know if you guys knew this, but my birthday is actually on International Women's Day. So
take you remind us every show.
Well, I don't know about every show.
Fred's Female Focus, sponsored by EmpoweringWomen.com.
How about Fred's Female Focus, presented by Summer's Eve?
What's Summer's Eve?
You guys have no idea. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Training
Sponsored by the Low T Center.
Somebody in their car just spit out their drink when I said that.
What?
And you'll when you Google it during the break, you'll understand why. 877-881-1053. No, it's Summer's Eve. No. When we come back, let's do a little NFL stack, the latest and greatest in all things National Football League, anything updated on the trade deadline, and any other news that we've got that we can find. Lots more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is Fan After Dark.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.